Sue Media Productions presents The Witches of Lublin, starring Tova Feldshuh, a musical drama for the Passover season. I'm Ellen Kushner. The Jewish holiday of Passover always falls in early spring. It's a time both to welcome new beginnings and also a time to remember a people's history. And so our drama opens in the spring of the year 1797 in a marketplace in a small town in Poland, where a trio of unusual musicians is playing for the crowd. The Witches of Lublin.
Knives sharpen! Get your knives sharpen!
Yes!
Cheese, eggs!
What's that sound? Music, here in the marketplace.
Mama, can I go see?
You stay right here and mind the stall, Marushka.
But Mama, it's market day. It's special.
Isn't it that Jewish music?
Yes, klezmer. Let's go and see.
Get Kolya. He loves those Jew tunes. Hey, Kolya!
Hey, Kolya!
Boże mój.
Here, boy, mind the stall.
I can't believe my eyes. Those are Jewish women playing music.
Women playing? I'd never have believed it if I didn't see it for myself. Listen. Now that's music.
Thank you, kind people. Thank you.
They're all good.
If you like our music, my daughters and I are grateful for anything you can spare.
Here's 3 groschen, old woman.
Thank you, sir.
It was pretty music.
Thank you.
Can we give them something?
Jewish witches, come away from their child before they give you the evil eye.
Here, play us another tune, and this time lean over and show us your charms.
I'll show you my foot in your behind.
Oh, another song!
Mom, I'm scared.
Are they gonna play or not?
Leah, come on, pick up your bass.
Sorla, no, these people are animals. Who cares? They want to hear music, and they'll pay us for
it. Wait, they're about to start.
What if someone from home, someone from Lublin, comes along and sees us playing?
Oh, you say that every time we play in public.
Because every time we play in public, it's true. Our neighbors can't know we're doing this.
Leah, Sorla, no one from Lublin, Jew or Gentile, comes all this way to the Lubatov market.
Unless they're desperate, like us.
Let's go, ladies. Here's 5 groschen. 5 groschen, huh? If you'll play a nice tune for my sweetheart here.
Now, Leah. Now, pick up your bow.
And see that it's a long one.
Sorla, is your cymbal in tune?
I'm always in tune. Unlike some other people I could mention.
Lord in heaven, protect us. Are you ready, my daughters? Ein, zwei, drei.
I have never been so tired. Or so happy. Did you see how they loved my cymbal playing? We can make our fortune on the road. If they liked us this well at the biggest market...
Sorla, we're desperate enough to risk our lives and our modesty to earn a few groschen. And all you can say is...
We need those groschen to pay the count's taxes. If the pious Jews of Lublin think women shouldn't play in public, we'll take our music elsewhere.
Let us just thank God that we are done. We are safely on our way home, and we even have... We have 40 groschen.
Mama, that's wonderful.
Yes. Passover is coming soon, and now we can afford to buy our own matzahs. This year, I will not have to ask my little sister for help.
Lublin at the next fork. Where do you want me to stop?
Right there is good.
Suit yourselves, but first 10 groschen.
What?
Oh, but that's...
But that's... Excuse me, sir. You said 6 groschen when we left Lublin.
I said 10. You Jews calling me a liar?
That's exactly...
Of course not. But perhaps you didn't make it clearer.
I'll throw you off this wagon right now.
10 groschen. Very well.
Hurry up now. Get down before I push you off.
Ah!
Oh, my back.
Watch your back.
Easy there.
Oh, I got it.
Rotten mumser.
Sorrel, he'll hear you.
Shh, shh, shh. Pay him no mind, Dalton. We're almost home, and we still have 30 groschen. We'll have money for Passover, and tomorrow I will buy a goat from the dairyman. Then we'll have our own milk and cheese, and maybe a little left over to sell.
Oh, we could settle our debts, and start a dowry for Sophia.
Maybe we could even stop wasting our time making lace.
Sorrela, making lace is what keeps a roof over our heads. As for a dowry for my little granddaughter, well, that's a long way off.
Mama, Sophia's 15 already. She'll need a dowry to marry.
She's a baby.
We were wed at 16.
Sophia could get a dowry even faster if she sang with us.
Never. My granddaughter will never sing in public. It's not modest. We are a pious family. Now, please, let's walk faster. Get home before dark.
Walk faster, schlepping a cymbal? That's just fine.
Come. Come on.
Ah, there you are, Rivkin. Nice. Look at the mud on your skirts. And carrying your instruments. Have you been playing music somewhere? At a women's party, maybe.
Now, Razala, you know if there were a women's party here in Lublin, you would have been invited. The butcher's wife? The butcher's wife is invited everywhere.
That's right, Mrs. Chaya. We were just out practicing.
We couldn't play at home. Sophia has a headache.
A headache. Well, that explains it. I was just at your house, Rivka, knocking and knocking, and would you believe it? Your granddaughter wouldn't let me in.
She must not have known it was you, Razala. You're such a good friend. Oh, and please, please thank your husband, who always gives Sophia bones and scraps for our pot.
My husband's a charitable man, but I take care of the business. And the fact is, you owe us money. 52 groschen. And Passover is coming soon.
Exactly. And we've just gotten a commission to make a new matzah cover for the rabbi. Oh, and a Seder tablecloth for Mrs. Elisheva. So we'll be able to pay you back when
the... You don't understand, Rivka. Passover is a dangerous time for all us Jews.
I know what Mrs. Chaya means. Our own Count Graf Sobieski just raised the taxes again. If we don't pay up...
Exactly. Passover is a time of pogroms.
So you need my 52 groschen right now?
Why? Do you have it with you?
Mrs. Chaya, the day is fading. We must prepare for Shabbos.
But...
When the Sabbath is over, we will talk of what I owe you. Come, girls. Good Shabbos, Mrs. Chaya.
Good Shabbos. Sei gesund.
And there she goes, the Queen of Sheba.
Gott hat lieb den Armen und hilft dem Nugget. God loves the poor and helps the rich.
Come on.
Oh.
Never mind her.
Thank God. Thank God we're home. Listen to Sophia singing. Our own little nightingale.
It's cold, Mama. We can listen inside.
Sophia! Granddaughter! We're home!
Sophia, open up!
Sophia! I'm sorry, Bubba. I didn't hear you at first.
There's my little Sophia. My sweet little singing bird. My Zisela, my Fagela. Give Bubba a kiss.
Oh, you look so tired.
How about letting the rest of us in, too?
I'm sorry, Tante Sorla.
Let me just sit down. Oh, that's better.
How was the market?
It was wonderful. They really appreciate great cymbal playing. They'll all remember us. And next time...
Enough, Sorrela. There won't be a next time.
Girls, please. Sophia, all you need to worry about is picking a name for the sweet little milk goat I'm going to buy with our 30 groschen. Won't that be fun?
30 groschen? Here, Bubba, let me bring you some tea.
No. We're due at Tante Fruma's for Shabbos dinner soon, and my little sister likes everyone to be on time. Thank God for the Sabbath. I will put my feet up tomorrow.